أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس ضرب مثل فاستمعوا له إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلقوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له وإن يسلبهم الذباب شيئا لا يستنقذوه منه ضعف الطالب والمطلوب ما قدر الله حق قدره إن الله لقوي عزيز الله يصطفي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس إن الله سميع بصير يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم وإلى الله ترجع الأمور يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده هو اجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج ملة أبيكم إبراهيم هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم وتكونوا شهداء على الناس فأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واعتصموا بالله هو مولاكم فنعم المولى ونعم النصير صدق الله العظيم. ما شاء الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa and especially our hufaz ikram who have completed the Quran Sharif in tonight's majlis. It is indeed a great blessing of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to have been chosen to store the Quran Sharif in the heart. It's a choice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I have mentioned in practically all the Hifz Quran Sharif Khatam Jalsas, and I repeat that if a person has to travel abroad or if he has to go somewhere and he has got a lot of valuables with him, he's got gold, he's got silver, he's got Krugerrands, he's got some title deeds, he's got some other valuable items, then whom does he choose to leave all these valuable items with? He will choose the most trustworthy person. He's not going to leave it with a person that he knows is going to steal. He's not going to leave it with a person that is known to be dishonest and untruthful. He's going to choose the person that he trusts, that this person will look after this amanat of mine. He is going to look after this property of mine. He is going to be careful that nothing is stolen from this property. So he is going to leave it with such a kind of person. Now, after having trusted that person, when he leaves the valuables with that person, if that person has to steal from those valuables, what would be the opinion of this person? He is going to lose his trust for all times, and he is going to tell him, I trusted you and therefore I left these valuables in your possession and you have let me down. Of course, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he knows exactly what the person is going to do, what he is going to do, when he is going to do, and where he is going to do what. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows everything. But he has given every person the willpower. Therefore, he is being questioned for his actions and deeds. So the huffaz, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's choice of their hearts for the protection of this Quran Sharif shows the position that they hold in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What a great position of honor. That this kalam of Allah ta'ala, for which Allah ta'ala had chosen Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart, now Allah ta'ala has chosen the hearts of these huffaz-e-kiram. So therefore the responsibility also is as great as this amanat is. The responsibility is tremendous. It is great. As I mentioned, I think not very long ago, that recently there seems to be a great interest in memorizing the Quran Sharif. In every Muslim school, we have boys, we have girls memorizing the Quran Sharif. There are so many madrasas where there's hifz of the Quran Sharif. Everywhere there is an interest in memorizing the Quran Sharif, which is alhamdulillah a very, very good thing. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must increase this urge. But at the same time, the reports that we get about the activities in which the huffaz-e-kiram engage, it is very, very shocking. And instead of just praising and praising all the time, we have to sometime also mention those things which are very shocking, so that those who have memorized the Quran Sharif may take a lesson and they may stay away from those places which bring about an embarrassment and a shame upon the other huffaz of the Quran Sharif, who are muttaqi, who are pious, who are righteous. A young person who was in the raves and who was on such a high, a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, but he was on such a high that he went to sleep in the toilet. And then he imagined that his soul was leaving his body and going above the heads of those that were dancing there in that rave club, and all the whole history he mentioned. And afterwards, when he came to his senses, then of course Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him some hidayat, and he happened to be to come and attend the majlises here. And then he brought about a dramatic change in his life. So he mentioned to me, he says, Maulana, I know of more than 17 hafizes of the Quran Sharif who are in that rave club. Now these are 17 that he knows. How many others we do not know. And there are many other incidents of this kind. So my message to these hafizes of the Quran Sharif is that light and darkness cannot remain together in the same place. Either there's going to be light or there's going to be darkness. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has chosen you, Allah ta'ala has honored you, Allah ta'ala has given you a great position of respect and dignity. Therefore now you must take this amanat very, very seriously. And it is not that difficult to by heart and memorize as is difficult to now retain it in the heart. If the person remains obedient to Allah ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and makes amal on the teachings of the Quran Sharif, then it will increase the noor in his heart, and he will get all those rewards that Allah ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised for those who are the huffaz of the Quran Sharif. And they will be doing their parents a great favor too, because those parents will get those rewards when those children will make amal on that Quran Sharif. Again, that same hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which I have repeated many, many times, and that is the purpose of that hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we should ponder, we should reflect, and we should repeatedly look at them. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Man qara al Quran fastazharahu fa'ahalla halalahu wa harrama harama adkhalahu Allahul Jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that the person who recited the Quran Sharif and then he memorized the Quran Sharif, he became a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, but then those things which Allah Ta'ala declared as halal, he considered as halal, but those things that Allah Ta'ala declared as haram, then he considered them as haram. Now just considering as haram, what does it mean? It doesn't mean that yes, I consider sharab as haram, I consider gambling as haram, I consider watching porn movies as haram, I consider reading filthy literature as haram, but that's about all. But I will read, I will watch, I will commit adultery, I will commit fornication. Then will we say that that person has considered haram as haram? He hasn't considered haram as haram. Because when we consider fire to be a thing that burns, then we keep our fingers away from the fire. So when the hafiz considers the haram as haram, then there is no question of the hafiz going towards that haram. Yes, accidentally if the person committed a sin, then plenty of tawbah and istighfar. Sins, any person can commit accidental sins. But for a hafiz to be persistent in sins, there is no legitimacy for that. So here he considers the haram as haram. Then Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannat, and 10 persons from his family for whom hellfire had been destined, that because of their actions and because of their evil deeds, these 10 members of his family were also going to go into hell. But because of the recitation of the Quran Sharif of this hafiz and his memorizing and his making amal on it, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will enter those 10 family members also into Jannat. Now here, what does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala say? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that these 10 people who were destined, or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the 10 that were going to go to hell, they will be put into Jannat. And they will be of the members of this person's family, or they will be of his family. So it shows that the hafiz will be doing a great favor upon his family if he has to make amal on that Quran Sharif. If he has to make amal. In another hadith, again Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Man qara'a al-Quran wa amila bima fi. The person reads the Quran Sharif and makes amal on that which is in the Quran Sharif. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give a crown to the parents. To the parents Allah Ta'ala will give a crown, the shine of which is going to be more than the shine of the sun if it had to be in one of your homes. So if this is the reward for the parents, then what would be the reward of that hafiz himself who makes amal on that Quran Sharif? If that is their reward. Or as another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that the parents will be given garments, the value of which will be more than the entire world. In another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that the hafiz, or the father who teaches the Quran to the child, just the reading from inside, without memorizing, Allah Ta'ala will forgive his sins. Now here we mean the minor sins that the person commits. For the major sins, he will have to make tawbah istighfar. If it involves the rights of others, it has to be fulfilled. But Allah Ta'ala will forgive the sins, and then Allah Ta'ala will ask that child of his to then start recitation of the Quran Sharif. And with every ayat that the child recites, there's another hadith where the person himself, his stages will go. But in this hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, as the child recites the Quran Sharif, with every ayat that he recites, the stages of the parents will be increasing, until the final ayat that the child reads, that is where it will stop. Now imagine what heights. And that ayat and that hadith where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that the parents will be given crowns, brothers, how easy it is to get that crown. If a person has been blessed with a child, boy or girl, one child at least if he makes a hafiz, then inshallah he will get that crown on the day of Qiyamah, provided he gives an environment that is also suitable for making amal on that Quran Sharif. So here is where the parents come in, that we have great interest in giving the children the knowledge of the Quran Sharif. We want to make them hafiz. We want to look forward to all those rewards that are in Jannat. But then we do not give them that environment at home which is conducive to making amal on that Quran Sharif. We are the ones who provide for them all those things which mislead them, misguide them. And afterwards when they go off track, then we beat our heads and we blame everybody else but ourselves. We'd say that why didn't that ustad make mehnat on him and give him the proper tarbiyah and make his tazkiyah and do this and do that? But they forget that what did we do at home? How many homes the parents are not getting up for Fajr, but the children are told you must get up for Fajr and go and learn your Quran Sharif. So this is the important thing, to create that environment. So this crown is what we should really try and go for. The crowns of this world, which are on the heads of our rulers of different governments, they are crowns which cause tremendous amount of headache and pain. Again, that famous couplet of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, in which he says, Shahon ke saron par taj gira se dard sa aksar rehta hai. Shahon ke saron par taj gira se dard sa aksar rehta hai. Aur ahle wafa ke seeno mein ek noor ka darya behta hai. The crowns on the heads of these kings, they bring them tremendous amount of pain and problem and difficulties and all kinds of restlessness and anxieties and worries. Do you think any one of them is peaceful? Any one of them you can take and go and ask them their private life. Is there peace with all the crown and with all the gold and all the oil wells and everything at their disposal? Ask them if they've got any peace of mind. So those who are the Ahle Wafa, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got the ocean of Noor flowing in their hearts. So this Quran Sharif is a great gift of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But what do we use the Quran Sharif for? This Quran Sharif, it was supposed to have been read, the meaning of which was supposed to have been understood, and then we were supposed to make amal on that. And have ikhlas also in that amal. These were the requirements of the Quran Sharif. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, La tatawassadul Quran. Don't make the Quran Sharif a pillow. Like how we just rest our heads on the pillow, we say, MashaAllah, we are Muslims, we have got the Quran Sharif. So therefore no harm can come to us. But we are just resting our heads on it. So we have to make amal on that Quran Sharif. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He does not listen. Allah ta'ala listens to the recitation of the Quran Sharif by His servants more attentively than a ruler would listen or a master would listen to a maid singing away some song. Somebody that is singing very beautifully, how the master would listen to her. Allah ta'ala listens more attentively to the recitation of the Quran Sharif. We have got time for reading every kind of novel, every kind of book, every kind of newspaper, magazine, watch the television, everything we've got time for. But we just have to take a stock of our own lives, that how much of recitation of the Quran Sharif is in our lives. Before we used to say that we do not have translations of the Quran Sharif, therefore we do not understand. Even if we don't understand, there's great reward and sawab. Although of course it wasn't revealed just for reward and sawab. But then there is no complaint now. We have the Mu'arif al-Quran of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh translated into the English language. Beautiful translation by Maulana Taqi Usmani. Read it. Read one page a day and see what is in the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is a book of hidayat. It's a book of guidance. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was questioned by Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala an. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, awsini, give me some wasiyat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Alayka bi taqwa Allah. The first nasiyat he gave him was that you must adopt taqwa in your life. He didn't tell him first read the Quran Sharif. He said, adopt taqwa in your life. That means restrain yourself from all those things that Allah ta'ala has declared as haram. And do those things which Allah ta'ala has ordered you to do. Then that is taqwa. To do that which Allah has ordered a person to do, and to stay away from all that Allah ta'ala has asked the person to stay away. Then that is true taqwa. So he says, adopt the taqwa in your life first. Because, فَإِنَّهُ رَأْسُ الْأَمْرِ كُلِّي. Because it is the root of all virtuous deeds. Once the person has got taqwa in his life, then it will become easy for that person to make amal on everything. Once he's got taqwa, he's got the khawf of Allah ta'ala in his heart, he knows that my Allah is watching. Every action of mine is before my Allah. Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasama se. So whether it is the computers on which there is internet, and it is there's a lot of information there too, but at the same time we know the filth that is there too. So now the hafiz of the Quran Sharif, he will say that I cannot watch the filth. Yes, I'll make use of the other things that may be there, but my Allah is watching. Whether my parents are watching or not, my ustads are watching or not, my society is watching or not, but I cannot watch haram because Allah Ta'ala is watching. Because that hafiz may not have that kind of that hafiz has got some shame. He will not go to the cinema, he will not go to the casino, he will not go to the theater. But now we've got cinemas in our homes, we've got these computers in our homes, and I'm not saying that it is haram to use it, we also use it. But the temptation will come to look at all those other things that are filthy there. Now what is the only thing that will restrain this person? It will be taqwa. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Alayka bi taqwa Allah. فَإِنَّهُ رَأْسُ الْأَمْرِ كُلِّ. It is the root of all virtuous deeds. The taqwa will make this person make namaz on time. The taqwa will make this person fast in Ramadan. The taqwa will make this person give zakat, make hajj. The taqwa will make this person respect his parents. The taqwa will make this person fulfill the rights of his neighbors, of his teachers, of those who are younger than him, and those who are older than him. It is with this taqwa that will make him do everything. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Alayka bi tilawati al-Quran. Immediately after taqwa, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that عَلَيْكَ بِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. Read Qur'an Sharif in abundance. That is what the true meaning is. That means read this Qur'an Sharif in abundance. Make it as part and parcel of your life. No day in your life should go by without reading the Qur'an Sharif, without trying to understand what the Qur'an Sharif expects of us, and without making amal on the Qur'an Sharif. So عَلَيْكَ بِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. Let it become like a part and parcel of your life. Just as we do not skip breakfast, we do not skip lunch and supper, in the same way we should not skip our tilawat of the Qur'an Sharif. A little also a day. Even a little a day. But don't go without the Qur'an Sharif in your life. عَلَيْكَ بِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. Why? فَإِنَّهُ نُورٌ لَكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَإِنَّهُ زُخْرٌ لَكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَنُورٌ لَكَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Because it is a provision for you in the heavens, and it is a light for you in this world. In the akhirat is going to be provision for you. Sadqa-e Jariya, this is Sadqa-e Jariya. And the person who is reading Qur'an Sharif himself, and Allah Ta'ala will make this a zakhira for him in the akhirat. It will make shafarish for him, shafaat for him. And so many other virtues there are. But here Allah Ta'ala says that in there it's going to be a provision for you. But in this world it is noor for you. If in a dark room there are snakes, scorpions, rats and all kinds of things, but once the light comes on, then you find everything trying to run. The snake is trying to run, the rat is running, the cat is running, anything in the dark, if it is there. But the moment you switch on the light, they begin to scatter. Doesn't that happen? That if you have to go into a room there which was locked up for a long, long time, and now because of that all these things had got inside there, gotten in there, and now they were there. But it was dark, so they were undetected. Now the moment you switch on the light, they will start running. So this is a light for you in this world, that all these snakes and scorpions and ferocious animals and all kinds of harmful creatures, whatever is, has made its home in the darkness, the effects of shaitan and the effects of the evil jinnat and everything, the moment you are going to start reciting the Qur'an Sharif, the moment you are start going to read the Qur'an and understand and make amal on the Qur'an Sharif, then all these things will scatter. Then that heart will become clear. That heart which had become engulfed by all the filth and all the evil, now they will begin to scatter. Then we won't have this complaint all the time of so much of evil effects in our lives. At present everybody is complaining of the evil effects. So all these things will then scatter. So it is the Qur'an Sharif which is that light, that guiding light, that how must I behave myself in at home, how must I conduct my life in my business, how must I conduct my life in the masjid, how must I be a husband, what kind of a husband must I be, and if it's a woman, what kind of a wife must she be. Everything, direction in the person's private life, public life, business life, economic life, political life, every kind of life that you can think of, that noor, that light will come from the Qur'an Sharif. And when he makes amal, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him all those rewards, and give that hafiz all that rewards, and give those parents all those rewards. So therefore, it is a Mubarak occasion, it is the completion of the Qur'an Sharif, and indeed, it's not just the hafiz that is involved in the completion of the Qur'an Sharif. There are parents who are involved, the ustads are involved, so many others are involved. Transport, breakfast, this, that, there's so many things. The bichara mothers, early morning they get up to make sure that the child goes for him. Some father may be transporting. Everyone that is involved, then the madrasa that is being run, there are so many people that have contributed toward that madrasa. They are also get involved in it. There are so many people who are giving good advices and nasihats and direction and assisting in the progress of that madrasa. So all those people who are involved, they all get a share in the rewards of this completion of the Qur'an Sharif. Everybody, look at Allah Ta'ala's ihsan. Everybody is getting a share in that. So it's a very Mubarak occasion. So we congratulate each and everyone who was involved in assisting these young boys to become hafizes of the Qur'an Sharif. And also all others who have completed the Qur'an Sharif up till now. And those who haven't completed, may Allah Ta'ala make it extremely easy for them also to complete. And may Allah Ta'ala make each and every hafiz of the Qur'an Sharif a sadqa-e jariya for their parents. And Allah Ta'ala must protect them from all the fitnas that are around.
Amen.
There are lots of fitnas that are around. And we must make a lot of dua that Allah Ta'ala protect them from all those fitnas. Duas are most accepted on the occasion of the khatam of the Quran Sharif.
Yes,
so therefore let us make dua now to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with our heart, mind and soul.
Yes.
For this light. As we know, besides the khatam of the Quran Sharif, we know what difficulty the Muslim Ummah is in at present, and especially our brothers and sisters and little children of Afghanistan who are being bombarded day and night. So let us make dua for all of them and our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Kashmir, Chechnya, Bosnia and all parts of the world. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اے اللہ ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما اے اللہ ہم گنہگار ہے سیاہ کار ہے بدکار ہے سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہیں او مائی بلوڈ اللہ فگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس فگیو اس اور پیرنٹس اور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن اور برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز اور فیملی ممبرز اینڈ دی انٹائر امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اے اللہ آن دس مبارک اوکیشن آف دا کمپلیشن آف دا قرآن شریف بائی دس حفاظ او مائی بلوڈ اللہ فگیو دا انٹائر امت آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ وی نو دیٹ اٹ از بیکاز آف اور سنز that all over the world we are being pushed from pillar to post. Oh Allah, there is no one to pass a hand of love and affection over the heads of the Muslim Ummah anymore. Oh Allah, the enemies have united, but even with the enemies, the Munafiqeen have joined forces. Oh my beloved Allah, assist and help the Muslim Ummah. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh, by Allah, you could have seized us the moment we committed sins. You could have made us blind the moment we saw haram. You could have made us deaf the moment we listened to haram. You could have made us dumb the moment we spoke haram. But oh, my beloved Allah, how forgiving you are. How merciful you are. How compassionate you are. How kind and loving you are. Ey Allah, tujhe isa pyara khuda koi nahi. Ey Allah, hamara koi sahara nahi. اے اللہ تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں میرے اللہ ہم تیری طرف رجوع کر رہے ہیں ہم گنہگار ہیں او مائی بلوڈ اللہ وی آر ٹرننگ ٹوورڈز یو فور وی ہیو نو ادر سپورٹ بسائڈ یو ہو آر وی گوئنگ ٹو ٹرن ٹو بسائڈ یو او مائی اللہ اف یو ہیو ٹو ٹرن اوے یور گلانس آف فورگیونس فرام اس دین یو ٹیل اس ہو از دیئر دیٹ کین کم ٹو اور اسسٹنس او مائی بلوڈ اللہ دیز حفاظ ہیو کمپلیٹڈ دی قران شریف ایکسیپٹ دیئر کمپلیشن آف دی حفظ آف دی قران شریف ایکسیپٹ دیئر parents, oh my beloved Allah. Accept their teachers and asatiza, oh my beloved Allah. Accept their madrasa, oh Allah. Accept each and every one who assisted and helped them in the completion of the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq to recite the Quran Sharif in abundance, to understand the meaning of the Quran Sharif, and to make amal on the Quran Sharif. Ay Allah, in sabku tu qubool kar le. Ay Allah, apne maqbool bando mein inko shumar kar le. Ay Allah, har qisam ke fitne se inki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, har qisam ke fitne se inki کی حفاظت فرما اے اللہ ان سب کو اپنی دین کی خدمت کے لیے قبول فرما اے اللہ اپنی دین کی خدمت کے لیے اخلاص کے ساتھ قبول فرما اے اللہ سارے عالم کے مسلمانوں کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما او اللہ those who are sick and ailing give them cure یا اللہ we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill یا اللہ cures of all our spiritual ailments and physical ailments اے اللہ ہماری ہر پریشانی کو دور فرما those who are in financial difficulties remove the financial difficulties او اللہ those who have got other problems and difficulties, remove their difficulties. Especially, oh my beloved Allah, the ummah in Palestine, the ummah in Kashmir, the ummah in Chechnya, and at present, oh my beloved Allah, the ummah in Afghanistan, the Taliban of Afghanistan, oh my beloved Allah,
The enemies have gathered for all their forces and all their might to destroy the small Afghanistan. Mere Allah, tu un mujahideen ki madad farma, unki nusrat farma. Ay mere Allah, malaika se unki madad farma. Ya Allah, you helped the sahaba-e-kiram in the battle of Badr. Oh Allah, with your angels you assisted and helped them. Ya Allah, you destroyed the forces of Abu Jahl. Oh my Allah, you destroyed the forces of Abu Lahab. Oh my beloved Allah, you helped the Muslims in Uhud. You helped the Muslims in Khandaq. You helped them, oh Allah, in Hunain. Ay mere pyare khuda, har jagah par tune musalmanon ki madad ki thi. We know that it is because we do not have those actions and deeds in our lives that we are suffering all over the world. But oh Allah, we are pleading to you for forgiveness, and you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummah. Ya Allah, help and assist the mujahideen. Allah, Palestine ke mujahideen ki madad farma. Allah, Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Yahudi zalim ke qabze se usko najat ata farma. Allah, Yahudiyon ke haathon ko tu rok le mere Allah, aur musalmanon ko tu najat ata farma, unko taraqqiyat ata farma. Oh my beloved Allah, you can destroy the forces of these enemies. You are all powerful, you are almighty. There is no weakness in you, oh my Allah. We have turned weak, but oh Allah, you are not weak. Mere Allah, hum kamzor hai, hum zayif hai, hum kamzor aur zayif hai, lekin tu to mere khuda, wahi khuda hai. Allah, you are the same Allah who was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are the same Allah who assisted Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. You are the same Allah who assisted Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. You are the same Allah who assisted all the Anbiya-e-Kiram. You are the same Allah who assisted Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You are the same Allah who assisted the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in. Mere pyare khuda, tu aaj bhi wohi quwwat wala khuda hai. Ya Allah, teri quwwat ka izhar farma. Ay Allah, inke jihazon ko takra de. Ay Allah, inki taqat ko khatam farma de. Ay Allah, zalzale se inko barbaad farma de. Ay Allah, tu zalzale se inko khatam farma de. Ay Allah, hawa ke zariye se inki upar aafate le aa. Ya Allah, use your forces of the wind. Ya Allah, the wind is your force. The waters are your force. The ground is your force. Oh Allah, your forces are unlimited. Ya Allah, use your forces and destroy the enemy forces. Oh my beloved Allah, either give them hidayat, but if hidayat is not in their muqaddar, then oh Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, aur Samud ki tarike se inko halak farma. Mere Allah, hamare chote chote masoom bachcho ko ye qatal kar rahe hai. Allah, hamare chote chote bachcho ko ye khatam kar rahe hai. Allah, auraton ke dilon ke andar ek dehshat paida kar di hai. They have put such fear into the hearts of our old and of our feeble and of our young and of our little children that Ya Allah, they are leaving their homes and running towards the borders, but there is nobody to welcome them. Hey mere Allah, there is no sin of theirs for which they are being punished. Hey mere Allah, tu un par raham farma. Hey Allah, tu un par raham farma. Hey Allah, cause storms in the ocean and sink their ships. Hey Allah, tere liye kya mushkil hai. Ya Allah, you sent the Ababil and you destroyed the army of Abraha who had come with so many of elephants, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, if you have destroyed that army of Abraha, what is it difficult for you to destroy this army? Ay Allah, inke ghurur ko khatam farma, inke takabbur ko khatam farma, inke nas ko khatam farma. Mere Allah, musalmanon ko izzat ata farma, unko zillat ke ghadon se nikal de. Ay Allah, retake them out from the ditches of humiliation and disgrace, and Ya Allah, give them the positions of respect and honor. Ya Allah, take the Muslims out from the ditches of disgrace and humiliation and give them the positions of honor and dignity. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the Muslim countries of the world. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the governments of the Muslim countries. Ya Allah, unko tu hidayat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, kuffar aur mushrikeen, yahood aur nasara, jo sab mil karke musalmanon ko khatam karne ki koshish mein hai. Oh Allah, these countries have joined hands with those enemies of yours. Ay Allah, ab to tu unko hidayat de de. Ay Allah, unko hidayat de de. Khaas karke Pakistan ki hukumat, ay Allah, inqilab paida kar de. Ay Allah, inqilab paida kar de. Dushmanan-e-Islam ko khatam farma de. Ay Allah, tu unko sahi hukumat naseeb farma de. Ay Allah, hum kamzor hai. Hum kamzor hai. We cannot do anything, oh my beloved Allah. We find ourselves helpless in this part of the world. Oh my Allah, we find ourselves helpless in this part of the world. But oh Allah, we believe that the bombs of of du'as are far more powerful than the atom bombs of this world. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are seeking from you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, turn their forces against them. Create division and disunity amongst them. Oh Allah, make them fight amongst themselves. Ya Allah, destroy their coalition. Oh Allah, destroy their alliances. Oh Allah, destroy their happiness. Oh Allah, put such fear into their hearts that they will never shake, they will never regret. Oh my Allah, put such fear into their hearts that they will regret having taken such action. Oh my beloved Allah, unke dilon ko khauf zada kar de, dehshat tari kar de. Allah, unke upar tu apne azab ko musallat kar de. Allah, is Quran Majid ki barkat se hum tujhse maang rahe hain. Allah, is Quran Majid ki barkat se tujhse maang rahe hain. Allah, tu hamare hal par raham farma le. Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma de. Allah, ek din is duniya ko chhod kar jana hai. We have to leave this world and come to you. Oh my Allah, what have we got with us? We have got no capital. Oh my Allah, help us. Ay mere pyare khuda, hamara maut iman ke upar farma. Jab hamare maut ka waqt aaye to hamare shahadat ki maut Madina Tayyiba mein naseeb farma. Ay Allah, Jannatul Baqi ke andar dafan naseeb farma. Ay Allah, tere raaste ki maut naseeb farma. Ay mere pyare khuda, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye to koi aisi tajalli teri dikhla de. Show us some tajalli of yours, oh my Allah, that our soul comes dancing towards you. Allah, dunya ke adde mein, dunya ke sandas mein padi na rahe, balki jhoom karke tere paas aa jaye. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made duas for us. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much of sacrifices he made for us. Allah, so much of his blood was shed in Taif. Allah, so much of his blood was shed in Taif. So much of his blood in Uhud. So much of his blood in other places. Allah, so much of his tears rolled for the sake of the Ummat. He who stood whole night in prayer for the Ummat. Allah, he whose call was Ummati, Ummati. Allah, when he is informed that Ummat of yours for whom you cried so much, that Ummat of yours for whom you shed so much of your blood, that Ummat today is in the casinos, that Ummat today in discos, that Ummat today in cinemas and theatres, that Ummat today in all the evil places. Allah, what injury and pain we must be causing him, especially when he is informed that just a few meters away from your Rosa e Mubarak, the filthy films of the same Americans can be seen on the television. Allah, when he is informed that just a few meters away from the Kaabatullah, the same filthy films and music can be seen on the television screens. Haan mere Allah, us waqt mere pyare Nabi ke dil par kya guzarti hogi? Mere pyare Nabi ke dil par kya guzarti hogi? And oh Allah, we are the cause of that injury and pain. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in his time, the kuffar, the mushriki, the yahood and the nasara troubled him. Aaj hum takleef pohuncha rahe hai. Allah, tu hamare hal par raham farma. Hum sab ko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat de, marifat de, yaqeen de, tawakkul de, zuhud de, taqwa de, sabr de, shukar de, teri zaat-e-ali ke saath taluq de. Allah, join us in this with you. Give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Allah, Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke sadqe tufail mein tu hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Hamare bhai behen walidain jo bhi inteqal kar gaye sab ki puri puri maghfirat farma. Allah, those who have become shaheed in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Allah, give them the highest abode in Jannat and give sabre jameel and ajre azim to all their family members. Allah, hamare bhi iman ki hifazat farma, jaan ki hifazat farma, maal ki hifazat farma, har kisam ki aafaton se har cheez ki hifazat farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَبَارِكْ وَسَلِّمْ. اے اللہ, تمام دینی کاموں کو تو قبول فرما, تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, مساجد مدارس کی محنت قبول فرما, حفظ کلاسز کی محنت قبول فرما. اے اللہ, حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ, مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ, جتنے بھی مکاتب اسلامیہ ہے, جتنے بھی انجمن ہے, اے اللہ, جتنے بھی دین کے لیے صحیح معنی میں کام کر رہے ہیں, سب کو تو قبول فرما. ان تمام مدارس کو تو ترقیات سے نواز دے, غیب سے اے اللہ ان کی کفالت فرما دے. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ و نور عرشہ سیدنا
ونبينا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.